It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA. It's our final tune-up before the postseason and zone tournament in Wathena gets going next week. Just excited to be a part of your warm Thursday, July evening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. We are in Hiawatha today, post number 66, taking on the Doniphan County post number 55, and let's get you tonight's lineup cards. We'll start with the road team per usual on the scoreboard. That is Doniphan County, post number 55, a record of 12-8. They are 12-6 in summer league play. Dustin Veach, the third baseman, he'll lead things off. Cooper Everly batting second. He'll be at shortstop. Pitcher is Logan Blevins. He'll bat third. Cleanup spot, that's Beckham Griffin. He'll be in left field. Hayden Paulino bats fifth. He'll be catching. Luke Bennett's the center fielder, bats sixth. Kobe Kaler is at second base. He will bat seventh. Taven Clary, he'll bat eighth and be at first base, and rounding it out in right field is Brett Heim. So for Doniphan County Post 55 tonight, it is Veach, Everly, Blevins, Griffin, Paulino, Bennett, Kaler, Clary, and Heim. For the home team in Post 66, that is Hiawatha, a record of 10-11. They are 7-9 in league play. They're playing some good ball right now. They have won 7 of their last 10. Michael Oldham will lead it off for Hiawatha. He'll be in center field. Michael Jensen at short, he'll bat second. Lucas Lancaster, the pitcher, he'll bat third. The extra hitter is Aiden Grathwall. He'll be in the cleanup spot. And right field, batting fifth, that is Tegan Diller. Cooper Wishrup is catching. He will bat sixth. The DH is Dalton Steven Morgan. He'll bat seventh. Gannon Becker in left field, batting eighth. Braden Newell at third. He will bat ninth. And J.J. Lancaster, the second baseman, rounding it out for Hiawatha, post number 66. So again, for Hiawatha, Oldham, Jensen, Lancaster, Grathwall, Diller, Wishrup, Stephen Morgan, Becker, Newell, and Lancaster. Well, I want to let you know that American Legion Baseball here on KNZA is presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College as well, close to home, far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman, thanks for tuning in. It is a brisk 92 degrees here in Hiawatha as we get set for the first pitch, as it will be Lucas Lancaster on the bump for Hiawatha here tonight to start, getting this top third of this Doniphan County Post 55 order, starting here with the third baseman in Dustin Veach. First pitch of the game is a fastball upstairs, missing for ball one, and here we go. Third meeting between these two here in 25. They played right at the beginning of the summer in June as Veach laces one out into right field for a leadoff single. So right out the gates. A good start here for Doniphan County. A leadoff single by the third baseman in Dustin Veach. And that brings up the Fort Scott Community College commit in the shortstop. That is Cooper Everly. As I was mentioning there, again, these two teams playing right at the beginning of the summer. And Doniphan County with the two-game sweep in that one. Now get their third crack here, but now on the road at Hiawatha here. First to two here tonight. And there is a glance over to first base by Lucas Lancaster as Everly steps in, awaiting for his first pitch. And his first at bat here tonight. Runner takes off, no surprise. Veach a lot of speed. Throw is a little bit low. It's backed up and easily in there. With a stolen base, again, no surprise, Dustin Veach, and he is up into scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Well, Doniphan County on Sunday took a couple of forfeit wins against Corning last time out just over a week ago, losing a pair at Seneca. Now a chance for Veach to go to third, and he's in there safely with the feet first slide. So back-to-back pitches, back-to-back stolen bases, and just like that, Veach up to third base with nobody out. And the count right now favoring Cooper Eberle at the dish. There's a hearty swing and a miss right there. Good off-speed pitch by Lucas Lancaster. And now the count, 2-1 here on Eberle. So a productive ball in play could give Doniphan County the early lead here tonight. Good swing by Eberle on that off-speed pitch, but he fouled it away. Now the count evened up at 2-2. Logan Blevins in the on-deck circle. Again, these two teams, final tune-up here midweek before the zone tournament next week over in Wathena, which will have the coverage all week long. Another foul off here by Cooper Eberle. Phase 2-2 with a runner at third base and nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Lancaster, though, out of the windup in this scenario, and he dips one in there off speed, just missed outside, and now the count full at 3-2. Lancaster pitching, Wishrup the catcher, Newell, Jensen, J.J. Lancaster, and Hageman around the diamond from left to right. And then the outfield, Becker in left, Oldham in center, and Diller is in right. Full count here on Eberle. Here's the pitch by Lancaster, and he gets out in front of it, skies it in the air down the left field line. It's just going to get over the fence. And a long, lengthy at-bat here for Mr. Eberle, as Veach anxiously awaiting to try to get himself home here to get this first run on the board. A little bit of a breeze here. Could be gusting as high as 15, 20 miles per hour. The American flag is dipping towards that left corner outfield. Certainly favorable for the pull with the right-handed hitters, as Eberle then takes a whack at another 3-2, and he hits this well out to the gap in left center. A diving catch in the gap is made by Oldham. The tag applied, and a run is in, but a huge, sensational diving catch by Oldham, the center fielder. It is productive on both sides. Nonetheless, Doniphan County on the sacrifice fly, the early 1-0 lead. So Eberle with the RBI. One out in the inning. Base is empty. Here's Logan Blevins. Boy, my call there probably did not do that catch by Oldham enough justice. He was horizontal on the layout there. First pitch to Logan Blevins, taken upstairs for ball number one. Lancaster out of the stretch. Doniphan County, the early 1-0 lead. Now this is hit out towards left center, and that one dips down for a base hit. So a good, productive start here for this top third in the Doniphan County order with a couple of hits and a sacrifice fly. That'll bring up the left fielder in the cleanup spot. That is Beckham Griffin. So a single by Veach, couple of steals, getting himself to third, and then a sack fly by Eberle, and then Blevins. A rocket shot out to left field for a single. Now a steal attempt, throw, tag, in time for the out. Blevins gunned down at second base. Wishrup a dart. That's out number two here in the inning. Nicely done there. So now the base is empty once again. Now 2 outs in the inning. And Lancaster back out of the windup, and he fires one in there to Griffin a little bit upstairs for ball number two. A 1-0 Doniphan County lead, just getting going top of the first inning. There's a called strike, pitch on the outer part of the plate. Lancaster working quickly here off the rubber, and a 2-1 is hit to left field, and another base hit on a line drive in between Newell at third and Jensen at short, and the inning continues for the catcher and Hayden Paulino. Third hit in the inning for Doniphan County. Paulino steps in, right side of the box, jersey number 23, DC wearing their white jersey tops, baby blue pants tonight. Paulino watches a breaking ball clip the dirt, and it's 1-0. Traditional uniforms here for Hiawatha at home, the red tops and gray pants, blue numerals and lettering. Another pitch, this time a little bit high. Now 2-0 here on Paulino. Beckham Griffin at first base, 2 outs here in the inning, a 1-0 Doniphan County lead. Lancaster fires, and a late swing and a foul off there down the right field line. And Hayden Paulino, the D-West Mustang, still in front, but now two balls, one strike. Paulino can be productive here. Luke Bennett's in the on-deck circle. But a productive start nonetheless with a 1-0 lead. Next pitch a little bit low, now three balls and one strike. For the sacrifice fly and the RBI credited to Cooper Eberle, which brought in Dustin Veach. And the next offering, a ground ball left side, Jensen at short, waits on it, fields it, fires it, long throw, and a stretch is made and completed by Ren Hageman to secure the out and retire the side. But one left, and you had three hits and a run for Doniphan County here in the top of the first inning. We go to the home first here in Hiawatha with D.C. leading it 1-0.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our eight branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA all summer long. It's brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha as well. They offer great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And also, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca are player of the game sponsor. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman here in Hiawatha. Doniphan County on the road, one run, three hits in that top of the first inning, so a early 1-0 advantage for Doniphan County. Hiawatha coming up for the first time, taking on Logan Blevins, who gets the start on the mound tonight. He will face Micah Oldham, Michael Jensen, and Lucas Lancaster, top three in this Hiawatha order. And final tune-up, at least for us on the broadcast side, before postseason play begins next week in Wathena with the Zone Tournament. And the week after that, right here in Hiawatha, the AA Legion State Baseball Tournament will be here. We will have multiple teams competing in that, but plenty of time to talk about that over the next couple of weeks. Hiawatha team right now, it was a struggle early on, but they have come on strong here in the last couple of weeks. They have won 7 of their last 10. They played 2 games at Marysville last night, and they split those 2 games, and they were both one-run games. Marysville in game 1, 11-10, and then Hiawatha came back with a 7-6 victory in game number 2. So here is the center fielder in Micah Oldham, who's going to lead things off wearing jersey number 9, made a sensational diving catch in that top of the first inning, and now gets a chance here against Logan Blevins in the bottom of the first with his first at bat. He'll be followed by Michael Jensen and then Lucas Lancaster. So here we go. Blevin sets a 1-0 Doniphan County lead. First pitch in the bottom of the first inning. A fastball belt high and called strike number 1. Well, Hiawatha getting hot at the right time. 7-3 over their last 10. Made that run to the AA state championship game just last summer, losing to Iola. Here's a ground ball to the right side. Kaler at second base, moving to his right. Can't make the play, and it's out into shallow right center field for a leadoff hit for Micah Oldham. Maybe a 7 out of 10 on the hard hit scale, and working to his right at second base was Kaler. Couldn't quite field it cleanly. Lead off base runner with Oldham at first, and here's the shortstop and Michael Jensen. Just a touch open on that right side stance. Decent lead for Oldham at first, and now Blevins quickly out of the stretch, and this one is nubbed off the inside part of the bat. Kaler fields, gets to second for 1, and that's the only play they're going to have. So it just got over Blevins on the mound, and a side spin into the glove of Kaler at second, made a nice throw to Eberle covering the bag, and they get the lead runner in Oldham for out number 1. So Jensen at first on the fielder's choice, 1 out in the inning for Lucas Lancaster. Lancaster right side of the dish batting. wears jersey number 31. Decent lead for Jensen at first base. Blevins fires in the first pitch and a fastball called strike number one. And Lancaster falls behind at 0-1. Hiawatha's played quite a few non-league contests here this summer. As Blevins fires over to first, Clary applies the tag, but Jensen back in there safely. Post-23 Nationals, the 19U team they saw just about a week ago, and that was a sweep for Hiawatha. And in the process, that pitch to Lancaster a little bit low, and now Jensen with the steal. He's up in the scoring position with now one out in the inning, as he represents the tying run here in this bottom of the first inning. One ball, one strike here on Lancaster. Blevins fires, and this one is hit foul, just barely down the left field line. And now one ball, two strikes here on Lancaster. Well, it was a fun ride for Hiawatha last summer, defeating Corning in the semifinals out in Concordia to get to that championship series against now the three-time defending champs in Iola. Forced a winner-take-all game number two, but Iola with a big win ending that season for Hiawatha. Throw back to second base. Jensen there safely. Lancaster awaiting his 1-2 pitch. Kaler is holding just a touch at second with Jensen there. Next pitch high, now 2-2. The extra hitter, Aiden Grathwall, in the on-deck circle here for Hiawatha as they occupy the first base side dugout here tonight. The 2-2 goes behind and snagged by Paulino. One, not sure how Lancaster avoided being hit there. And on the other side, very impressed with Paulino being able to reach behind the batter and Lancaster to snag that one. Now the count is full at 3-2, and now a throw back towards second, and it gets out into center field. Bennett has to get on it quickly, but Jensen able to dart up to third base. So that will be a throwing error and an advancement there. Now the tying run at third base with one out, and a 3-2 pitch on the way here to Lancaster. It is outside, ball four. So now they're at the corners with one out. That brings up the cleanup spot and the extra hitter tonight in Grathwall. He will also bat from the right side. He rocks jersey number 35. And he's got Lancaster at first after the walk. He's got Jensen at third base as well. An opportunity here for Hiawatha to get on the board and tie this game at one apiece. First pitch, a fastball. There's a throw down to second base. Well in time. Tag applied, and the out is recorded as a caught stealing is out number two in the inning. The second time already we have seen a runner caught stealing, and that is a big second out here for Doniphan County. Puts a lot more pressure here on Grathwall with the runner at third and now two down. Pitch a little bit outside. And now needing a base hit here by Grathwall to secure that run. Ground ball to the right side. Kaler bobbles it, still has some time, picks it up, fires just in time to get the out. And Kaler recording a couple of the outs here in the inning for Doniphan County. So it was promising there for Hiawatha, but they leave a runner at third and leave left off the board. So we played one here so far in Hiawatha tonight. Doniphan County, the 1-0 lead here on KNZA.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications. Recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes, start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
When second's making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball on KNCA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu, and then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They're open 7 days a week with great specials. Here in Hiawatha tonight, Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, a 1-0 Doniphan County lead. And the first pitch to Luke Bennett is a little bit inside for ball number one, thrown by Lucas Lancaster. And here we go, Doniphan County, the 1-0 advantage, looking to add here in the second inning. Next pitch to Bennett's a little bit outside, quickly 2-0. He'll be followed by Kobe Kaler and Taven Clary. DC got one run on three hits in that top of the first inning, and there's the pitch that's called a strike on about that lower part of the zone, and it's 2-1 here on Bennett's. Pitch by Lancaster, late swing and a foul off, and now 2-2 the count on Luke Bennett's. Well, then Hiawatha had runners at the corners with one out in that bottom of the first inning, but came up empty. Lancaster going to shake off a couple of signs by Wishrup. Now fires a 2-2, and it's hit to the left side. Stabbed by Newell at third, on time with the throw, and the out is recorded. Well, that is a great play by Newell at third on a very hard stab to his right, and a nice throw across the diamond gets Bennett for out number one. And that brings up the second baseman, Kobe Kaler. A little closed on his right side stance. Good bend to the knees. And Lancaster, a little hesitation there. He was getting ready to fire that first pitch and kind of stepped off. Now resets. First pitch to Kaler. Popped up. Right side. Foul territory. Right in front of that dugout. And reaching out is the catcher in Wishrup, unable to snag it. And going back is Kaler, and it's strike number one. So the zone tournament next week will be in Wathena, with Hiawatha hosting State in a couple of weeks. They are guaranteed a spot in that tournament, which sets up kind of an interesting scenario for the zone tournament next week, as this pitch to Kaler is lifted out towards the gap in left center, and it drops in for a hit and more as Kaler gets all the way to second, rounding, and he'll hold there with a double. Boy, got it all the way out into the gap in left center, got all the way to the warning track. And with one out, Kaler into scoring position with that double. That'll bring up Taven Clary, as Doniphan County now with a runner in scoring position trying to double up on a 1-0 lead. We'll continue that chat about the zone tournaments in a second, as Lancaster a fake throw to second, as Kaler leading off just a touch towards third. Now the pitch to Clary, a little bit high and outside for ball one. So with Hiawatha guaranteed a state spot in a couple of weeks in the zone tournament, if Hiawatha were to finish outside the top two, then three total teams out of our zone next week will qualify for state, and that would put nine total teams here in Hiawatha in a couple of weeks. If Hiawatha finishes in the top two, and the only other spot up for grabs would make it two teams, and then eight total at state. Two balls, one strike here on Clary. Kaler at second base with one out in the inning, and a late swing and a foul off there makes it two balls and two strikes. So potentially, again, could be nine teams here at the state tournament instead of eight. It's only if Hiawatha finishes outside the top two at zone next week. Here's one hit to the opposite field by Clary, and it drops in for a base hit. Becker is on it quickly. He fumbles it, and rounding third and scoring is Kaler. And Doniphan County doubles it up here in the second. They now lead it 2-0. That's an RBI single by Clary. So production here from the bottom of the order, and here's the right fielder in Brett Heim. That was a 2-2 pitch that Clary just waited on and sent it to the opposite direction. And now this one is just fouled down the right field line. I'm a little late on that one. And it's no balls and one strike. So production in the first two innings here for Doniphan County, and a 2-0 lead here in Hiawatha. Lancaster's next pitch is lifted out towards shallow right field. Diller running in and reaching out. Did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Another sensational diving catch, this one by Tegan Diller in right. That is out number two here in the second. So that'll get us back to the top of the order with Dustin Veach. Runner at first, two down. We saw Michael Oldham in the first inning make a great diving catch in the gap in left center in the first. And right there, Diller coming straight in towards the edge of the grass and the dirt. First pitch swinging. Veach lifts it out towards center field. Oldham not moving much. He'll reach up, make the catch, and retire the side. But production again for Doniphan County. They get an RBI single by Taven Clary. And we go to the bottom of the second here in Hiawatha with D.C. leading it 2-0.
Summer's flying by, and August and back to school will be here before you know it. This July, make sure your child is ready for a healthy and successful school year. Well Child Checks at Sabetha Family Practice are key to understanding your child's growth and development. We'll make sure they're meeting important milestones and catch any potential health concerns. Prevention and wellness exams are essential for a great start. Call Sabetha Family Practice today at 785-284-2141 to schedule your child's Well Child Check.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Legion Baseball here on KNCA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. I also want to thank KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, who sponsor our player of the game. Brandon Tammet, Kirk Hillman here on 103.9. We go to the bottom of the second here in Hiawatha. As Hiawatha trails Doniphan County 2-0. And Logan Blevins back to work here for D.C. He'll face the right fielder in Tegan Diller, number 5 in the order for Hiawatha tonight. And the first pitch in the home second is lifted high in the air on the infield, pushing into foul territory and reaching out and unable to grab it is Paulino. Taps the chest, says my bad, and that's going to be fortunate for Diller as he'll get another chance with the count at 0-1. Doniphan County offense off to a good start here. One run in each of the first two innings, 5 total hits in those first two frames. Hiawatha had a chance with runners at the corners with one out in the first, but unable to score, and right now down 2-0 in the second. Here's the 0-1, a little bit outside. And now 1-1 with Cooper Wishrup and Dalton Steven Morgan also due up in this inning for Hiawatha against Logan Blevins. Here's the 1-1, and a fastball way upstairs, now 2-1. So Hiawatha again, a win in this game tonight would get them right back to 500. It was a sluggish first few weeks, but they have come on late, 7-3 over their last 10. Kind of a half-hearted check swing, kept it on the shoulder, now the count 3-1 on Diller. Neither of the starting pitchers has walked anyone nor struck out anybody to this point, yet still very early. Or I should say there was one walk. Take that back. No strikeouts yet. But now there's swing and the miss by Diller there, and the count is full at 3-2. Here is a 3-2 by Blevins. It is outside ball 4. Missed the fastball. So Diller at first base, nobody out, and that brings up Cooper Wishrup. That is the second now walk issued by Blevins here. And Wishrup, the catcher, stepping in from that right side batter's box. Diller at first base, nobody out. Blevins fakes the throw to first. Diller back in there safely. But a 2-0 Doniphan County lead. Wishrup shows bunts, and it's a foul tip for a called strike. Or did he miss the bat? Might have missed the bat. Are they moving the runner back? Doesn't look like it. So up into second base is Diller. That just missed everything on the bunt attempt by Wishrup, and it's just strike number one. So technically a pass ball, allowing Hiawatha to get that runner into scoring position. Fastball missing outside. Now one ball, one strike here on Wishrup. Didn't show the bunt on that pitch, as now the job is already done with that pitch going behind home into the netting. Gets a chance to swing away, but kept the bat on the shoulder. Pitch is high, and now two balls and one strike. Wishrup a tad bit closed on that stance from the right side as Blevins fires, and a line drive foul over the fence. Down the right field line, evened up, two balls, two strikes. Hiawatha trailing Doniphan County 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Diller at second, and nobody out. Blevins looking back, now fires a 2-2, and it runs inside, misses. And now the count full for a second consecutive batter here in this inning, 3-2 on Wishrup. Diller worked a nice at bat, ultimately worked a walk, and now Wishrup doing the same here. The 3-2 by Blevins, fouled away. Well, right now a little bit of cloud cover. I'm sure the fans are enjoying that. Sun not quite beaming down as it was when we started a little while ago. That big American flag gusting towards that left field corner. And that next pitch just missed. And reaction from Blevins did not agree. And that is the second consecutive walk here in the inning. Got a few moans and groans from the fans as well. Close pitch, but no cigar. Now two on, nobody out for Seben Morgan. Another opportunity here for Hiawatha to get on the board. They failed to do so in the first, with runners at the corners and one out. Now they have them at first and second and nobody out here in the second. Open stance for Seben Morgan. Fastball runs inside and misses. One ball, no strikes. So not ran into this situation yet this summer, but Hiawatha going with an extra hitter but also a DH in the lineup. As Seben Morgan takes a called strike on the outer edge, and it's 1-1. So Seben Morgan, the DH, who's up now, and Ren Hageman is playing first base for him. And now this is hit to medium depth out in the gap in left center, but nobody gets there, and it drops in for a hit. Both runners at first and second had to hold, and everybody moving up one, so now they are loaded with nobody out. Off the initial contact, looked to be just a routine fly ball. But a long run for both Bennett's from center field and Griffin in left. Neither could get there in time. It is a single by Seben Morgan. And now, Gannon Becker. Bases loaded, nobody out. Hiawatha down two. And Blevin's first pitch is a fastball that runs up and in for ball number one. Great opportunity for Hiawatha. Can they capitalize? Here's the pitch, and it's called strike. Now one ball, one strike. Defensively, behind Blevins, Paulino catching, Beach at third, Everly at short, Kaler at second, Clary at first. As the next pitch, fastball called strike, and now Becker in protection mode. It's 1-2. Griffin in left, Bennett's the center fielder, and Heim is the right fielder. Base is loaded, nobody out. 1-2 pitch is a ground ball, just foul. But it's going to be an out recorded. And that'll bring up Braden Newell. So a big first out for Doniphan County's defense. Now the double play can get any base here. You got Diller at third, Wishrup at second, Seben Morgan at first. And now first pitch swinging, Braden Newell pops it up a mile high left side of the infield. And Everly just off the dirt, edge of the grass, makes the catch just like that. Back-to-back pitches and back-to-back outs. And now Hiawatha down to J.J. Lancaster to get some damage done here with the bases loaded. They were loaded up just a moment ago with nobody out. And in the blink of an eye, quickly two down. The first pitch to J.J. Lancaster is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Now, Blevins worked out of a semi-jam in the first, and he's having a chance to work out of a much bigger jam here in the second. Pitch a little bit outside there. One ball, one strike here to Lancaster. JJ playing at second base to start here tonight. He's got a big RBI chance here, trying to get his team on the board. Fastball just missed inside, and now two balls, one strike here on Lancaster. Once again, Diller at third, Wishrup at second, Stephen Morgan at first. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up, but foul. And even Stevens now at 2-2. A 2-0 Doniphan County lead here in the bottom of the second inning. At least in the early going, D.C., they have taken advantage of the opportunities, and Hiawatha on the verge of failing for a second consecutive inning unless Lancaster can come through as he fouls away that pitch, and it stays 2-2. Hiawatha does have a final regular season doubleheader scheduled for Sunday. Now Lancaster pops it up here, right side of the infield. This is Kaler eyeing it up. He makes the catch to retire the side. So Hiawatha, they load the bases with nobody out, a foul out, and then back-to-back pop-outs ends that threat. So two innings in, Doniphan County holds the 2-0 lead as we go to the third here on KNZA.
Kaim T.S. of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kaim offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KaimTS.com to learn more. Kaim Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Want to thank Kaim T.S. Trucking of Sabetha. They're offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And then McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca sponsoring our player of the game. Here on KNZA, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tam, and we go to the third here in Hiawatha with Doniphan County leading this matchup 2-0. One run in each of the first two innings against Lucas Lancaster. And he'll have a tough spot here with Cooper Eberle leading things off. And Lancaster's first pitch is a called strike, and the third inning is underway. Now, Eberle supplied that first inning run with a sacrifice fly, which brought in Dustin Veach. Breaking ball bends in there, and it's quickly 0-2. It was Micah Oldham who made a very, very nice diving catch on Eberle in the first, and now he hits this one down the left field line with good pace, and it drops in for a base hit and more. Eberle is taking a long turn, but he's able to be held. Good job by the left fielder and Becker to get on that one quickly and holding that to a long single down the left field line. But either way, positive start once again this inning. A leadoff single by Eberle, and that's going to bring up Logan Blevins. Blevins singled in that first inning, but was caught trying to steal second. Doniphan County, they just have so much speed at the top of their lineup. Saw Veach already steal a couple bases in that first inning. Certainly Eberle an opportunity. He doesn't go, and now this is hit to the left side. To the left is Jensen to field. Long throw, and not in time. The runner is safe, and now a throw back to third. Is not in time, as first to third is Eberle, and Blevins beat out the throw for an infield single. It was a great defensive play by Jensen at short, keeping that ball on the infield, and then kind of Derek Jeter-esque, leaning back with a long throw deep in the hole. When Blevins, too much speed, he beats it out, and then Eberle able to go up to third. So now they're at the corners with nobody out. And another dangerous hitter here in Beckham Griffin. A hearty swing and a miss there for strike number one, and it's 0-1. Griffin also productive in his first at-bat tonight with a single. Pitch by Lancaster is popped up mile high on the infield. And it's going to be Jensen out just on the edge of the grass. He'll make the catch, and an important out number one for the Hiawatha defense. So they stay at the corners, now one out. Here is Hayden Paulino. Well, Doniphan County in the first two innings taking advantage. Base running opportunities. Certainly have another opportunity here in the third to add to what is a 2-0 lead. Hiawatha, they have left multiple base runners stranded themselves. Here's a throw down to third, and not in time. In the process, Blevins stealing second base. So now second and third with one out in the inning, and the count 1-0 on Hayden Paulino. Pitch by Lancaster, late swing, chopper, left side, just barely foul. Newell fielded, but just left side of the line. And now one ball, one strike here on Paulino, who grounded out to short to end that first inning of play. And a base hit could double things up again even more. But a ground ball, Jensen's going to field it short. He's going to throw it to third. A run is going to score. They're going to get an out as Paulino drives in a run to make it 3-0. As they got Blevins sandwiched between second and third. And Paulino is going to occupy first base after giving Doniphan County now a 3-0 lead. Now first pitch swinging, Luke Bennett fouls it away, and it's going to be 0-1. So Jensen's been busy at shortstop here in the first few innings. After that foul off there, Doniphan County going with a courtesy runner for Paulino. It is going to be Adam Keyes. So Keyes takes over at first base with two outs in the inning. It is a 3-0 Doniphan County lead. They have tallied one in each of the first three. No balls, one strike here on Bennett's. The pitch lifted high in the air, right side of the infield, foul territory. The first baseman, Hageman, able to get over there in time to make the catch and retire the side. So for a third straight inning, Doniphan County, they tally one, this time on a base hit by Hayden Paulino. We go to the bottom of the third here in Hiawatha. Doniphan County, a 3-0 lead.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Sun's out, toys out. Whether it's your boat, ATV, jet ski, or side-by-side, make sure it's covered before you hit the throttle. At SBS Insurance, we protect your summer fun with customized coverage that moves with you. Play hard, ride smart, insure it first.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball powers on tonight, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Kyle TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And then McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, sponsoring our player of the game. Kirk Tillman, Brandon Tabman, 3-0 Doniphan County. Hiawatha comes up here down 3 in the bottom of inning number 3. Logan Blevins has gotten out of some jams. He's back to work on the rubber. He'll get this top part of the lineup for Hiawatha a second time through with Michael Oldham, Michael Jensen, and then Lucas Lancaster. So one run in each of the first three innings for Doniphan County. 3-0 lead as Blevins fires in the first pitch, and it's outside for ball one. A single for Oldham in his first at bat, and then was forced out at second base on the fielder's choice by Michael Jensen. Here is the 1-0. Fastball missing high. Two balls, no strikes. Hiawatha team won 30 games a year ago. making that run all the way to the state championship game in Concordia. But right now, just 10-11. Still plenty of games to be played potentially. Right now, the count's heavily in favor of Michael Oldham. It is 3-0. And the pitch by Blevins is outside, and that is a four-pitch walk. Well, Blevins has been able to get out of some jams. That is his fourth walk issued already. You would think at some point this Hiawatha team would be able to capitalize. So here's Jensen. Reached on fielder's choice in his first at bat. And he takes a called strike on a knee-high fastball, and it's 0-1. So after a four-pitch walk to Oldham, Blevins bouncing back with a nice called strike fastball there, first offering to Jensen. Blevins out of the stretch, bunt shown, put down. Blevins off the mound, fields, looks at second, doesn't go there, gets the runner at first. And both will probably take. Donovan County gets the out, and Hiawatha gets a runner into scoring position. So productive at bat. Here's Lancaster. 3-0 Donovan County here in this bottom of the third inning. Hiawatha has stranded four base runners in the first two innings, and that one gets away. That's going to be a wild pitch. Gets to the backstop, and Oldham gets up to third. And Lancaster quickly out in front. It's 1-0. Well, Hiawatha, they loaded the bases with nobody out in the second, and were unable to score. Next pitch, fastball runs a little bit inside, 2-0 here on Lancaster. Blevins working quickly, now out of the windup with the runner at third, and another one runs inside, and dancing out of the way is Lancaster, and it's quickly 3-0. With Grathwall in the on-deck circle. But Hiawatha trailing here at home by 3 in the third. As Blevins able to get one across there for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Good crowd, good support on hand for these two teams tonight. There's a swing and a miss, and quickly 3-2. So a nice bounce back here for Blevins, but still needs to deliver one more good one. Runner at third, Micah Oldham. One out in the inning. But that next offering a little bit high, and it's ball four. So falling behind 3-0, getting back to 3-2, but ultimately still working the walk. Blevins now has walked five here in the first two-plus innings, and we'll get a courtesy runner in for Lancaster at first, and that's going to be Leighton Moore. So Moore at first, Oldham at third. They're at the corners with one out. Here is Grathwall. First pitch low, blocked by Paulino, and it's 1-0. Well, Blevin's going to have to get out of a jam for a third consecutive inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball. Left side should bring in a run, fielded by Eberle, and they're able to get the runner out at second. That is it. But a productive out, it scores a run, and Hiawatha is on the board. It is now a 3-1 game. And they get Leighton Moore, the courtesy runner, at second. So Grathwall at the RBI. And he is at first base, but now two outs. Here is Tegan Diller, and a swing and a miss on a pitch outside, and it's 0-1. So finally, Hiawatha able to crack through. Still more work to be done. Still quite a few innings to go. Donovan County's lead is 3-1. Blevins' next pitch. Off the end part of the bat and lifted out into right center field, and that baby is carrying and down near the warning track. Extra bases for Diller. As Grathwall rounds third all the way, and now a throw to third is in time for the out. That run should count. It will. But trying to stretch a double into a triple was Diller, and it cost him there. But he gets the run in, and now it's a one-run game. 3-2, Donovan County. We go to the fourth here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And then Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. And alongside Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Go to the fourth inning here in Hiawatha. Hiawatha getting on the board for the first time with a couple of runs, and good game so far through three innings with Doniphan County leading it 3-2. And first pitch swinging, and it's Kobe Kaler who hits one out into shallow right center field for a leadoff single. Not wasting any time, and now Kaler is 2-for-2. And a double and a run scored in the second inning. Now he leads off the fourth with a single. And that brings up Taven Clary. Clary bats from the left side. First pitch, a little bit outside for ball one. RBI single by Clary in his first at bat tonight. A 3-2 lead for DC, batting in the fourth. A late swing and a foul off there. And it's one ball, one strike. Brett Heim in the on-deck circle. Kaler at first base after a leadoff single. Now a throw to first. It's a low throw, and it gets away from Hageman at first. Now running down to second. The throw is a little bit late, and Kaler is in there safely. Just a low throw by Lancaster. And a defensive correction. It is Grathwall over at first base currently. Hageman started there, but Grathwall right now defensively couldn't handle that throw. DC a runner in scoring position with nobody out in the inning, and now the count is 2-1 on Clary. So we've seen each team do that. Get an error trying to pick off a runner. Base hit here by Clary could add to a one-run lead. Next pitch by Lancaster a little bit high, and it's 3-1. Lancaster, he's been a little bit heavy with the pitch number early. He has not struck anyone out. He has not walked anybody, and now this one is hit down the left field line, but just barely foul. And the count full here on Clary at 3-2. Runner at second base is Kaler. A 3-2 lead for Doniphan County. Lancaster shakes off one. Wishrup's second sign is a yes. Here's the 3-2, and it's fouled straight back. So we will have another opportunity for Clary at 3-2. Doniphan County looking for win number 13. Came in with a record of 12-8. Next pitch a little bit high, and it's ball four. That is the first walk issued by Lancaster, and now Doniphan County with nobody out. Runners at first and second, and now we're going to get our first mound visit. It's going to be for Hiawatha here in the top of the fourth inning. And Lancaster, he has certainly thrown quite a few pitches to this point. But doesn't appear a change is going to be made by Hiawatha. So really all night through these first three-plus innings. Both teams have had their fair share of runners on base. And up until that last half inning, Donovan County, the one who had been really taking advantage of that, but two runs in that last inning for Hiawatha on just one hit. Got an RBI by Aiden Grathwall. Got it to a one-run game. So after the meeting, Lancaster's still the pitcher. Everyone going back to their spots, and he's got to deal with number nine in the order and the right fielder in Brett Heim, who lined out to right in his first at-bat here tonight. Taylor, the runner at second, and Clary, the runner at first. A 3-2 Donovan County lead, but looking for more, nobody out. And a bunt shown, put down but foul. Tried to go down the first baseline, and it's going to be 0-1. Good opportunity here for Donovan County. They get Heim to be productive here. Then you get back to that dangerous top of the order with Beach, Everly, and Blemons, 1-2-3. Another bunt shown by Heim, and he went down the first baseline again and missed again. So now it's quickly 0-2. You got to be a little more selective now with the bunt opportunity more than likely off the board. Lancaster sets, shakes off one sign, and fires, and it's high, 1-2. Donovan County, they've gotten their leadoff man on in three of the four innings tonight. There is a swing and a miss and a strikeout there. First strikeout tonight by either pitcher. That's a big first out here for Hiawatha in the fourth. So we get back to the top of the order. Here is Dustin Veach, who is 1-for-2. A single, a couple of stolen bases, and a run scored. First and second, now one out in the inning. Donovan County trying to add to a one-run lead. First pitch missing high to him, and it's 1-0. Well, for a little while, the sun was behind a set of clouds, but that has cleared away, and it is back to sunshine and warm temps. Next pitch in the dirt, 2-0 here on Dustin Veach. Lancaster sets, the righty, delivering to the lefty. Tying outside. Three balls, no strikes. Advantage, Dustin Veach here. Runner at second, Kaler. Runner at first is Clary. That one is, might have actually caught him. Either way, it's ball four. And the bases are loaded with one out. So Kaler to third, Clary to second. Now Veach occupies first. And here is Cooper Everly. Chance to build on a slim margin. 3-2 Donovan County. Trying to add here in the fourth. First pitch just missed inside, and it's 1-0. Everly a sack fly in the first. A single and a run scored in the third. Productive night so far for him, and now he hits this one well out towards left, but playable. Backing up is Becker. Still backing, reaches up, makes the catch. It is deep enough right in front of the warning track to get the run in from third as Kaler scores. The second sack fly of the night for Mr. Everly, and it's back to a two-run lead at 4-2. Oh, sack fly to center in the first, and a sack fly here went out to left field. Well, they get one of those runs back, the lead back to two. Runners at first and second, two outs, and now first pitch swinging. This is hit well, and down the line it is fair. By Logan Blevins. One run is in. Let's see if they wave Veach. They are going to. He has a lot of speed. He scores standing up. First pitch swinging by Logan Blevins is a two-run double down the left field line. Timely hitting. And it's now a 6-2 game. That'll bring up Beckham Griffin. Right after Hiawatha plated two to get to within one, DC comes right back with three more to take a four-run lead. First pitch, a called strike here to Griffin. Now the next one is also a called strike, so he is quickly down at 0-2. He is 1-for-2 tonight with a single back in the first. He's got Blevins at second base with two outs in the inning. And the pitch is hit well towards the gap in left center field, and that is trouble again. It's going to three-hop the fence. Extra bases once again. Back-to-back doubles producing three runs. And just in the blink of an eye, it is 7-2, Doniphan County. And another mound visit in store here for Hiawatha, and that might be it for Lucas Lancaster as the ball is handed and a sub will be made. So we'll step aside for a timeout. Two outs here in the fourth. Doniphan County 7 and Hiawatha 2.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank NA, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Hiawatha, American Legion Baseball. We are in the top of the fourth inning. Doniphan County forcing Hiawatha into their first pitching change tonight. Lucas Lancaster is out. Brother JJ, JJ Lancaster now pitching for Hiawatha with a runner at second base. And he'll face Hayden Paulino. Back-to-back doubles. Logan Blevins producing two runs, and then Griffin driving him in with a double of his own. So back-to-back batters producing three runs and a 7-2 Doniphan County lead with two outs here in this fourth as Lancaster, again, this is JJ, who fires in the first pitch to Paulino. It is fouled away for strike number one. So the four-run barrage here started with a sac fly by Everly. And back-to-back doubles by Blevins and Griffin. And from 3-2 to 7-2, just like that. Next pitch outside, one ball, one strike here on Paulino. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. JJ's next pitch, missing with the fastball, gets away. And Griffin able to get up to third base with ease. Two outs in the inning. Paulino's RBI single back in the third, scoring Cooper Everly. Doniphan County keeps the train alive. They have scored in every inning to this point. Now a foul off here by Paulino, and it's 1-2. Just dribbled it down the third base side. The runner at third is Griffin, two outs in the inning. Damage has been done. J.J. Lancaster trying to get his team out of it and back up to the plate on offense. There's the called strike three on a fastball on the outer edge. So the first strikeout for J.J. Lancaster ends a productive top of the fourth for Doniphan County. They score four, a sac fly by Everly, a two-run double by Blevins, and a RBI double as well by Griffin. We go to the bottom of the fourth here in Hiawatha. It is a 7-2 Donovan County lead.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halfway home here on KNZA, it's American Legion Baseball with Hiawatha hosting Donovan County. And Donovan County on the road, a 7-2 lead as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman. Thanks again to our sponsor, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also, Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And then also want to thank McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. So a new pitcher as well. First change on that front for D.C. tonight as Kobe Kaler is the new pitcher, replacing Logan Blevins, as Blevins will take his spot defensively, it appears, at second base. Blevins, three innings. He walked five, did not strike out a batter, giving up just three hits, and kept it at a pretty good pace as Hiawatha left quite a few base runners stranded through the first few innings. Now the largest deficit for Hiawatha tonight at five as they trail 7-2, and Kaler's first pitch is a fastball right down Broadway to Cooper Wishrup for strike number one. Wishrup a walk in his first at bat, facing Kaler for the first time, and he misses this one outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Steven Morgan and Becker do up this inning as well for Hiawatha as they trail by five in the home fourth. Kaler's 1-1, another one that gets away, kind of slipped out of his hands, and it's 2-1. Third meeting between these two this summer. D.C. winning the first doubleheader by sweep back in early June. Would expect these two teams to match up at some point next week in the zone tournament. Here is a foul off here. Good swing. Just didn't get much of it. And the count now full here on Wishrup at 3-2. Both teams have gone to the bullpen. That one is in there for a called strike three on the inside part of the plate. So Kaler gets the strikeout, and it's the first down here in the bottom of the fourth. So that'll bring up Steven Morgan. He singled in his first at bat. And that open stance from the right side watches a belt high fastball blaze by for a called strike, and it's 0-1. As Kaler sets and deals, and a foul off here, and it's quickly 0-2. So a good start for Kaler in relief. Certainly was busy throughout the first few innings, defensively making plays at second base, and now Blevins occupying second base, and there's a fastball swing and a miss for strike number three. Back-to-back strikeouts by Kaler. That'll bring up Gannon Becker with the bases empty and two outs. And Becker popped out into foul territory his first time up. And Kaler cruising along, and he darts in a called strike and quickly 0-1. And Kaler's next pitch is a check swing, but he went around and quickly 0-2 on Gannon Becker. The 0-2 is fouled away. So a chance here for Kaler to strike out the side. Their strikeouts were hard to come by in the first few innings, but he is making it look a touch easier in relief. Another 0-2. Ground ball, just foul down the third baseline, just barely. Stays 0-2 here on Becker. Right now, Doniphan County's lead is 7-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two outs and nobody on. Here is Kaler's pitch. Is just a bit low. And now 1-2. Kaler works quickly. A 1.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores...
Two outside, and Becker has come back to work a full count at 3-2. So a good lengthy battle here for Gannon Becker. And he come through. A 3-2 by Kaler is a check swing foul off down the right field line, and we'll try it again. The two runs for Hiawatha were scored in the third inning. And Becker ends up working a walk. So what an at-bat for Gannon Becker. He gets down 0-2, fights off multiple pitches, works it to a full count, and he gets on with two outs. Nicely done, and that brings up Braden Newell. Keeps the inning alive. First walk issued by Kaler. Now runner at first base, two outs. Here is Newell, popped out to short. And his first at-bat back in the second. See if Hiawatha can put together a two-out rally. They're down 5 at 7-2. Kaler sets and deals. Just a little bit low and outside, and it's 1-0 on Newell. And now a throw to first. Becker back in there safely. Kaler, a right-handed thrower. Newell, a right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Well, if Newell can do something here, J.J. Lancaster in the on-deck circle, trying to rally the troops. As this one by Newell, it's skied on the right side of the infield. It's going to be Blevins on the edge of the grass to make the catch and retire the side. So a couple of strikeouts and a pop-out sandwiched between a walk. Hiawatha leaves one stranded in the fourth. We go to the fifth inning here at Hiawatha. Doniphan County, a 7-2 lead.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts. 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Doniphan County, a 7-2 lead here in Hiawatha. It's American Legion Baseball on KNCA. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. Want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu, and then also Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. So, here we go to the fifth inning. Doniphan County working with a 7-2 lead. J.J. Lancaster in relief, back to work. He'll get Luke Bennett to start here in this fifth inning. As J.J. sets and fires, and a fastball knee high, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Bennett tonight is 0-2, a ground out and a pop out, leading things off here in the fifth with his team up 5. Next pitch low and away, and it's 1-1. Kaler on deck, and Clary in the hole. Pitch by J.J. Lancaster, a little chin music up and in. And ducking out of the way is Bennett, and now 2-1. Both teams have gone away from the starters on their second pitchers here tonight. As J.J. took over for his brother Lucas, and now one fouled away to even up the count here to Bennett at 2-2. Well, Doniphan County, they have scored in all four innings, one in the first three, and then really blew it open with 4 runs on 3 hits in the fourth, as this one is hit out towards center, but not having to move much, playing it pretty much the right spot with Michael Oldham. He makes the catch about shoulder high for out number one. So that'll bring up Kobe Kaler, who has been very productive tonight, both at the plates and in the field. He is 2-2. And the first pitch up and inside for ball number one. A double and a run scored in the second, a single and a run scored in the fourth. Now he waits on this one and fouls it away, and it's quickly an even count at 1-1. And he's also right now pitching in relief and recorded a couple of strikeouts in that last half inning. Now he chops one here to the left side. Jensen fielding, firing, and delivering out number two. Nicely done by Jensen at short. So a line out and a ground out, and that brings up Taven Clary. A single and RBI back in the second for Clary. He walked and scored in the 4-run 4th. But for DC, 2-2 here in the fifth as JJ tries to lock it down in order 1-2-3 in the first pitch to Clary as they swing and a miss for strike number one. Clary bats on the left side. And the pitch by JJ Lancaster is a swing and a miss. Might have been a foul tip. Either way, it's strike number two. So quickly, no balls, 2 strikes here on the first baseman in Clary. Lancaster gets the sign by Wishrup. Here's the 0-2. A little bit low and outside. Now 1-2. A 7-2 Doniphan County lead here with 2 outs. Bases empty in the fifth. And now this one is hit out towards shallow center field, and it drops in for a hit in front of Michael Oldham. Good piece of hitting for Clary. He has reached in all three of his at-bats. The inning continues for Brett Heim. Heim is 0-2, a line out and a strikeout. He's got Clary at first with 2 outs here in the inning. J.J. steps on the rubber, glancing over at first base, Clary being held by Grathwall. There's a swing and a miss there by Heim, and he'll fall behind at 0-1. J.J. setting, taking a long look at first, and kicks and deals. And a breaking ball gets in there for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 here on Brett Heim. He'll shake off one sign here by Wishrup. He'll move to the outside part of the plate as Lancaster staring down the runner at first with two outs. Here's the kick. Here's the fire. Just missed low, and it's 2-2. Or correction, now 1-2. 7-2, Doniphan County as they bat here in the top of the fifth. Runner at first base, two outs. A 1-2 count here on Brett Heim, the right fielder. Here's the kick. Here's the deal. And it's popped up right over the mound. It's going to be on the infield, and it's going to be the second baseman and Newell to make the catch and retire the side. So a pretty good inning for J.J. Lancaster. He only faces four and keeps Doniphan County off the board for the first time tonight. Go to the bottom of the fifth here in Hiawatha with D.C. leading the game 7-2.
Hot days and cool nights may be comfortable, but they often bring strong storms. Make sure your growing crops are protected with hail and wind policies from Farmers Mutual Hail. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance can explain options to help you develop the best plan. Enjoy the cool nights without the worry. Call Roy at 785-284-7611. That's 785-284-7611.
Highland Community College has been named an Opportunity College and University by the prestigious Carnegie Classifications, recognizing HCC as a national leader in student success and long-term economic outcomes. Start your journey at a college that puts your future first. Whether you're earning a degree or learning a trade, HCC delivers real results without the big price tag. Close to home, far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, where opportunity begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball, it is presented by ComCS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Here we go, bottom of the fifth inning here in Hiawatha, as Kobe Kaler is back to work, facing J.J. Lancaster here to start. First pitch missing for ball one. And the next one delivered a called strike, and now 1-1. Lancaster, Oldham, and Jensen do up. Hiawatha trailing here at home, 7-2. Next pitch, fastball missing outside. Two balls, one strike now on J.J. Lancaster. Started at second, but now pitching in relief. He is 0-1 with a pop out to second. And there is a big cut there, and he missed everything, and it's 2-2. Well, Hiawatha down 7-2, got their two runs in the third inning. They have been silenced outside of that. Certainly have had opportunities, leaving four runners on base in the first two innings, including the bases loaded in the second. Two balls, two strikes here on J.J. Lancaster. The pitch by Kaler just missed outside, and the count is 3-2. Here is Kaler's 3-2 offering, and it is low and outside, ball four. Good at bat for J.J. Lancaster in Hiawatha to lead off the home fifth. That is the second walk issued by Kaler in relief. And it looks like Hiawatha is going to tally up a courtesy runner here, and that's going to be Leighton Moore once again. So courtesy runner, first base, nobody out. Back to the top of the order, third time through, it's Michael Oldham. Taylor sets, and a throw to first, and it gets away. Seen that multiple times tonight. This could be two bases worth as Lancaster, good speed, or Leighton Moore, excuse me, the courtesy runner, getting all the way to third. That ball got all the way down the right field line, and a costly mistake there is going to give two free bases there for Leighton Moore, and he's up into third base with nobody out. That is going to be a throwing error. Third time tonight we have seen that. The error by the pitcher trying to pick someone off. And now a wild pitch gets away to the backstop, and Leighton Moore in there standing. And just like that, an error and a wild pitch, and now it's a 7-3 game. Well, maybe that jolts a little bit into this Hiawatha offense. Now down 7-3. The 1-0 pitch here to Oldham is a little bit high. Now two balls, no strikes. Now you got your top part of the lineup coming up, so a good opportunity here. Pitch runs inside, and now 3-0. So J.J. Lancaster worked a walk. Leighton Moore came on to courtesy run. Then a throwing error by the pitcher got Moore all the way up to third. And the very next pitch, a wild one, got him in. 3-0 pitch to Oldham is a called strike. Now 3-1. As Kaler works quickly and fires, and it's outside ball four. So the first two have reached for Hiawatha in the fifth. One of them has already scored. Third walk by Kaler. And here is Michael Jensen, who has reached on a fielder's choice and also had a sacrifice bunt in his last at bat. So Oldham at first base. It's a 7-3 Doniphan County lead. And Kaler's first pitch a little bit low and outside to Jensen for ball number one. Decent lead at first. Kaler sets. And a fastball crossing over and a called strike to make it 1-1. Well, Doniphan County trying to win their third game this season against Hiawatha as this next pitch to Jensen is lifted out to right field. Could be a potential double play. Throw to first is not in time, or it popped out of the glove of Clary at first. It was a near double play, but Oldham just getting back in time. But Jensen flies out to right for out number one. So thankfully for Hiawatha, that was not a double up there. And now we'll get Lucas Lancaster after a little pause in the action. Runner at first, one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Doniphan County leading it 7-3 here in Hiawatha tonight. Kaler's pitch, and now Paulino throws to first, and back safely is Oldham. One ball, no strikes here on Lucas Lancaster. A walk in each of his first two at-bats tonight. Here's Kaler's next pitch. It is upstairs, two balls, no strikes. So right now, Doniphan County pitching between Blevins and Kaler have walked eight tonight, and they lead it by four. There's a called strike, and now 2-1 on Lucas Lancaster. They have walked eight and have only struck out two. Next pitch runs up and in. Now three balls, one strike. Oldham at first base, one out here in the home fifth. Doniphan County, they have led it wire to wire. That next pitch is just a touch inside, ball four. So the third walk tonight for Lucas Lancaster. Oldham goes to second. Fourth walk issued by Kaler. The ninth by DC pitching. And here is Aiden Grathwall. Now we got a time called here by Hiawatha. Maybe we get another courtesy runner. It looks like it. Chase Clement will run at first base for Lucas Lancaster. So a new base runner for Hiawatha at first base. Still got Oldham at second. One out in the inning. Dangerous Aiden Grathwall, who has an RBI and a run scored tonight. And Kaler's first pitch a little bit outside for ball one. He's still got a couple of innings, but two on and one out. You're down 7-3. I'm going to try to scratch across a little more productivity here. Swing and a miss by Grathwall. Evens it up. One ball, one strike. Kaler's pitch, another swing and a miss, and it's quickly 1-2. Kaler pulled the string just a touch on that one. Shake off one side by Paulino, and a 1-2 is on the way. It's just barely outside, ball two. Now you got Clement, courtesy runner at first, Oldham at second. 2-2 count with one out here for Grathwall. Kaler kicks, fires, and a swing and a miss at the high fastball. Down he goes. It's a big out number two, and for Kaler, that is his third strikeout in relief. Now it's up to Tegan Diller, who had a massive RBI double in his last at bat, but he was thrown out trying to extend that to a triple. Now Kaler steps off the rubber, turns back, and kind of walks Oldham back to second base. Wasn't being held by either side. Now the first pitch swinging by Diller. He'll foul it away to make it 0-1. But a run has scored in this inning. After a leadoff walk to J.J. Lancaster, the courtesy runner reaching third on a throwing error and getting home on a wild pitch. There is a called strike here to Diller, so he is quickly down at 0-2. Runners at first and second, two outs, an 0-2 count here in the home fifth. 7-3 Doniphan County. The pitch is lifted out towards left field, fairly deep. Running into the gap is Griffin, and it's going to be the center fielder and Bennett, who dives backwards and makes a fantastic catch to end the inning. We have seen multiple diving catches tonight. That one just as good as the rest. And it keeps Hiawatha to just the one run in the frame. We go to the sixth here at Hiawatha. Doniphan County 7 and Hiawatha 3.
We all plan to be on time. But fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Trust your local Shelter Insurance agents. For a free insurance review, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Summer is here, and it's UV Safety Month. Protect your skin with broad-spectrum sunscreen, SPF 30 to 50. Wear protective clothing, sunglasses, and seek shade during peak sun hours. Stay hydrated and monitor skin changes. For expert advice, book your appointment with Tiffany Engelken, certified nurse practitioner at Holton Community Hospital, Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Sabetha Community Hospital, or Hanover Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. And then also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman, we go to the sixth inning here tonight in Hiawatha. Doniphan County, they have led it from the jump. Not trailed at any point. They lead Hiawatha 7-3 as J.J. Lancaster back to work on the rubber in relief. He will get this Doniphan County top three with Dustin Veach, Cooper Everly, and Logan Blevins. Doniphan County, they have scored in all but one inning tonight, and that was the last one. They had one run in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and then a four spot in the fourth. Their lead is four at 7-3. First pitch by Lancaster here in the sixth inning is a fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. Dustin Veach, a single, couple of runs scored tonight, couple of stolen bases. He has reached base twice. Always seems to have productive nights. And JJ's next pitch, a little bit high and outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Everly and Blevins will follow. Seen some great defense in the outfield by both teams tonight. J.J. bends one in there off speed, a called strike, and it's quickly 1-2. In protection mode now, Dustin Veach leading things off in the away six. Here's the pitch, and he hacks it one outside, but just caught a piece to foul it away and keep it alive. So it stays 1-2. Both teams starting pitchers tonight, a touch shaky, but J.J. Lancaster and then Kobe Kaler for Doniphan County in relief have both pitched fairly well, as that one tails a little bit outside. Two balls, two strikes here on Veach. J.J. sets, kicks at the belt and delivers. He took a little bit off and a late swing and just foul. So it stays 2 balls, 2 strikes here on Dustin Veach. But a 7-3 advantage for Doniphan County here tonight. Trying to go to 3-0 against Hiawatha this season. They'll play one more after this one. Veach fouls another one away, and it's going to stay at 2-2 once again. So Hiawatha, they scored at 2 in the 3rd and then 1 in the 5th. Well, we'll have work to do in the final 2 frames. That pitch is low, and I think it might have caught him. It did. And a free pass for Mr. Veach. He tried to jump out of the way of it on a pitch that was in the dirt, but it clipped the foot, and first is where he shall go. So Veach on to lead off the 6th. That'll bring up Eberle, who has 2 sacrifice flies tonight. 1 to center, 1 to left. And his other at-bat was a single and a run scored. It's a very productive night for Cooper Eberle. He backs out, calls time. As I'm sure JJ on the mound, very aware that Veach wants to go. He has a very good lead. There he goes. He takes off. There's a pitch, called strike. The throw, not in time. Another stolen base, make it 3 tonight for Dustin Veach. And the count 0-1 here on Eberle. Let's see if he darts for 3rd. He doesn't this time, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. And Eberle down at 0-2. Runner at 2nd base, nobody out. Here in the top of the 6th inning, Doniphan County trying to add to a 4-run lead. It is 7-3. JJ kicks, turns, fires back, and drills Veach with that throw to 2nd. He's a little slow to get up. It ricocheted all the way out into shallow right center field, and they got to check on him to make sure he is okay. Gives JJ the thumbs up, says he's good. And no advancement. So back to it. 0-2 the count here on Eberle. With Veach at 2nd base, nobody out. Nobody holding. Veach takes off, and the pitch is belted deep out towards left field. Backing up is Becker. He will look up and watch it fly. It's a 2-run home run by Cooper Eberle. Showing the muscle and the power and adding to a 4-run lead. Make it 6 now on the advantage. It is 9-3 Doniphan County as he clears the fence out in left field. A Fort Scott Community College commit, having himself a night. 2 sacrifice flies, now a 2-run homer. He has driven in 4 of the 9 runs for DC, and the lead is 9-3. Still nobody out. So here's Logan Blevins, who has been just as productive. 3 hits, including a 2-run double in his last at bat. Well, to give you a little context, the left center field sign that says 340, that ball just cleared the left of that number. Here's a ground ball, 3rd base side, Lucas Lancaster Fields. It is a long throw, and it skips all the way there, and it gets away by Grathwall. And Blevins is going to charge his way up to 2nd. Now he turns, and he sees Hiawatha being a little lazy with the ball, getting it in, and Blevins all the way up to 3rd base. There's some costly throwing errors here. And now Blevins all the way up to 3rd with still nobody out. And here's Beckham Griffin. So the first 3 have reached and 2 have scored as J.J. Lancaster fires in 1 to Griffin that runs inside for ball 1. Now the largest lead for Doniphan County tonight at 6. And Griffin gets under this one, pops it up out to center. Blevins will tag, caught by Oldham. The throw is not cut off, bouncing in. It was on target, but just a touch late. And they're going to say he is safe. So another sacrifice fly, this one off the bat of Beckham Griffin. And the lead is 10-3. The first 3 batters in this inning have come around to score. Here's Hayden Paulino. One out, base is empty. 10-3, the lead is 7. And the first pitch by J.J. Lancaster in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Paulino, a ground out, back in the first. He had an RBI single in the third, and he struck out looking in his last at-bat. Now on a little bit inside, one ball, one strike. Well, Dustin Veach hit by a pitch to lead off this inning, and then on an 0-2 pitch, Everly, a two-run home run that cleared the fence in left. Next pitch to Paulino, low and outside, now two balls and one strike. J.J. sets, kicks and fires. Breaking ball missing high, now 3-1. Luke Bennett's on deck. DC putting it on here in the late innings. Here's the pitch. That is ball 4. That is the first walk, or correction, the second walk, as courtesy runner is going to come in. I think it's going to be Adam Keyes for Paulino. Hiawatha's going to have a meeting on the hill, and it looks like we'll see a third pitcher for Hiawatha. So a pitching change on deck. Donovan County pouring it on. 3 in the inning. They lead it by 7 back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball here continues on a KNZA. Donovan County in control here in Hiawatha tonight as Hiawatha has gone to their third pitcher. It's going to be Michael Oldham. They take him out of center field. He'll come on in relief here as 3 runs have scored in the inning for Donovan County, getting this lead to 10-3. The highlight, a 2-run home run by Cooper Everly. They also got a sacrifice fly from Beckham Griffin after a walk to Hayden Paulino. The call was made for Michael Oldham to replace J.J. Lancaster. So Leighton Moore, defensively, will be out in the outfield. As some shuffling with this Hiawatha defense, just trying to not allow Donovan County to get any more runs, because the run rule would come into effect next inning, or next half inning, I should say, if Hiawatha allows Donovan County to get one more run in this sixth inning. Because it's 8-5 in Legion play. Right now the lead is 7 here in the sixth. So it appears that Becker is now the center fielder and Leighton Moore is playing defensively out in left field. The shuffle for Hiawatha is Michael Oldham gets his final few warm-up tosses in. He'll get Luke Bennett to lead things off. He is 0-3 tonight. And a courtesy runner for Paulino at first for Donovan County. That is Adam Keyes. So here we go. Oldham's first pitch to Bennett is a little bit inside for ball 1. works quickly, not much of a lead for Keys, and that one is low and kicked away from Wishrup, the catcher, but not far enough for Keys to try to make a run for second. Two balls, no strikes here on Luke Bennett. Runner at first base, one out in the inning. 10-3, the Doniphan County lead. Oldham's next pitch is in the dirt, kicks away. That one gets to the backstop, and Keys able to get to second on the wild pitch. Now runner in scoring position with one out. Up the count, heavily in favor of Bennett at 3-0. Oldham kicks, fires, and it's in there for a called strike, and it got away from the catcher and Wishrup. Keys holds on, so now the count 3-1 with Keys at second. Bennett's grounded out to third in the second. He popped out to foul territory first base side in the third, and he lined out to center in the fifth. The 3-1 by Oldham in the dirt, ball four. And it gets away once again, and this time Keys able to get down to third. So now they are at the corners with one out. And the first time tonight that Bennett has reached. So here is Kaler. RBI chance here. They're at the corners, one out. Doniphan County's lead is 7-10-3. Oldham delivers a strike call to make it 0-1. And in the process, Bennett to second base without a throw on the steal. So now second and third with one out. 0-1, the count on Kaler. Here's the pitch by Oldham. And it's hit right back up the middle and out into center field for a base knock. One run is in. And here comes Bennett. He is around to score as well. Kaler's big night continues. A two RBI single. And it's now a 9-run lead for Doniphan County. So Kaler, who's pitched well in relief, is now 3-for-4 at the plate. Two RBIs, two runs, including a double. And the first pitch swinging by Taven Clary, he fouls it away to make it 0-1. So as it stands right now, Hiawatha is going to have to produce some runs in the bottom of the sixth to avoid the run rule. Here's the pitch. Now Clary gets under one, but lines it out towards right and running in to make a knee-high catch. And now a throw for a double up is in time. The double play from right field ends the inning. What a play by Diller, catching it knee-high on the run and flinging it back into first as Kaler couldn't get back in time. So a line-out double play ends it. But Hiawatha, they need to produce. They are down 12-3 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Legion Baseball presented by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, our player of the game sponsor, which we'll have coming up here in just a little bit. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, C&K. They're helping you get there safely. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tabman. Well, Hiawatha here going to the bottom of the sixth inning. They're going to need a couple runs to keep this thing alive as they are down 9 to Doniphan County. It is 12-3 as it has been an offensive output for D.C. here tonight. As Doniphan County is going to Cooper Eberle, who is going to pitch here and try to finish out this game. So defensively, it looks like Kaler now at short, who pitched well in relief. But Eberle trying to shut the door. Fort Scott commit. First pitch here to Cooper Wishrup is a little bit low for ball one. Steven Morgan and Becker also due up here in this inning for Hiawatha. There's a called strike to make it 1-1. Wishrup walked in the second, and he struck out in the fourth. He is 0-1. 1-1 by Eberle is just a touch inside, 2-1. But a 12-3 Doniphan County lead here tonight. Chance to end it here. Ground ball, Kaler at short, bobbling just a touch, and that is going to maybe cost it, and the throw is not in time. And it's going to be an error as Wishrup beat out the throw. Well, Kaler now playing at shortstop. Just a little bit of a bobble allowed Wishrup to get down the line in time. So a leadoff base runner, and that brings up Steven Morgan. And the pitch is fouled away for strike number one. Well, for Hiawatha, that's a good start. You need two runs in this inning to keep it alive into the seventh. Eberle sets, third pitcher tonight for D.C. He bends one in there for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Well, Eberle in that last inning, a two-run home run to left field. Now this is hit well out towards left field, and that ball's going to drop in for a hit for Steven Morgan all the way in front of the warning track. As Wishrup Brown second, he will go to third, and it's a stand-up double by Dalton Steven Morgan. So now second and third with nobody out. Yeah, so bring up Gannon Becker. Well, a base hit could secure a seventh inning. Well, we saw early in the game Hiawatha squander a couple of opportunities, including a bases loaded, no out jam in the second. There's a called strike to Mr. Becker, and it's 0-1. He is 0-1 tonight with a walk. And now he hits a little slow roller to Kaler at short. His play is at first. It's a low throw, but it's dug out nicely for the out. But Wishrup scores to make it a 12-4 game. Steven Morgan up to third, and an RBI by Becker on the ground out 6-3. That'll bring up Braden Newell. So Hiawatha got to get this run in from third. The only one out in the inning. Eberle's first pitch to Newell just missed outside for ball one. Newell is 0-2, couple of pop outs. One to short, one to second. Now he pops this one up. And it's going to be out of play. One ball, one strike here on Braden Newell. Runner at third, Dalton Steven Morgan. Now a time called, and maybe at this point, Hiawatha might be calling on a courtesy runner for Steven Morgan at third, and that appears to be the case. We'll make that change. The count right now, one ball, one strike here on Newell. Runner at third base, one out. A 12-4 Doniphan County lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Eberle kicks and deals. He bends it in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Caught the outside part of the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch, and it's a little bit high, 2-2. We'll have a pitch hitter standing on deck, and there's a check swing, and the pitch is high. And they double-check the infield umpire to see if Newell went around. He did not. And it is full at 3-2. Here is a big 3-2 offering and a ground ball, third base side. They're going to try to get the runner in at home, and they're going to apply the tag and record the out. The ground ball to third. They play it at home, getting the lead runner out for out number two. And it's now down to Leighton Moore, pitch hitter. Somehow going to have to find a way to get that run in. Moore's been utilized multiple times here tonight as a courtesy runner. He played defensively in the outfield a little bit that last half inning. So now a big opportunity. No balls, one strike here on him. Here's the pitch. That one in the dirt, ball one. So Newell at first base with two outs here in the inning. A chance for a run rule victory here for Doniphan County. There's another one, a called strike just on the outer edge, and it's quickly one and two. Both teams utilizing three pitchers tonight. Everly trying to close this one out. Here's the pitch. Just missed inside, two and two. Leighton Moore, jersey number 13, wearing his bat above his right shoulder from the right side, and there is a breaking ball called strike three on the outside part of the plate. And Doniphan County, impressive here tonight, as they'll close it out one inning early via the run rule. 12-4, the final score. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling from Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Call or email one of our bankers today. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of UMB Bank NA, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215. Or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, post-game coverage here on KNZA, our final regular season broadcast. We got the Legion Zone Tournament next week in Wathena, State here in Hiawatha in a couple of weeks. A lot of action still to come, but we had just one more broadcast here tonight to wrap things up in the regular season in Doniphan County. And six innings, winning it here in Hiawatha tonight. The final score was 12-4. Again, Brandon Tadman with you one final time. Kirk Hillman in studio. We'll have our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game in just a little bit. But a game where Doniphan County never trailed. They got right out in front, first two batters up, resulting in a sacrifice fly by Cooper Eberle. They scored three runs, one apiece, in each of the first three innings. And then the two big innings that really helped put this game away for D.C., they scored four runs on three hits in the fourth, which was highlighted by a two RBI double by Logan Blevins. And that was followed by another RBI double, just a one RBI double by Beckham Griffin. And then bringing that run rule into effect in the sixth inning with five runs, which included a two RBI single by Kobe Kaler and then a two-run home run by Cooper Eberle. And Hiawatha, they needed two in that bottom of the sixth, and they were able to get one on the board on a ground out by Becker. The left one stranded on base and able to get that final out for Doniphan County to get their now 13th win of the summer. They are 13-8 and now 3-0 against Hiawatha this season. They go to 13-6 in league play. Again, Hiawatha came into this matchup tonight winners of 7 of their last 10. They drop one here, at least game one, to Doniphan County, and their record now 10-12. They are 7-10 now in league action. Well, certainly plenty of opportunities for our player of the game and going through it, and certainly a lot of production. 14 total hits for Doniphan County here tonight, all but two scoring at least one run. Most of these players getting involved in a big way. We'll give a honorable mention shout out to Cooper Eberle. Of course, he's a very good athlete. He has certainly had his fair share of player of the game nods, and rightfully so. Tonight he had a big night with four RBIs, including that two-run home run, as we mentioned. But we're going to give it to Kobe Kaler tonight. A little bit of everything. He reached base in three of his four at-bats. He had three hits, two RBIs, including a double. He scored a couple of runs. He came on in relief as well and pitched a couple of innings and had multiple strikeouts and had a couple good plays on the defensive side as well. So, again, we're going to give the nod to Kobe Kaler of Doniphan County. Again, a 3-for-4 night with two runs, two RBIs, and pitching in relief as well. As our player of the game, as always, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, that's going to do it for us here tonight. It was just south of 2 hours on the game time. These two teams are going to play one more here tonight. And then, of course, we'll get back going next week when the zone tournament gets going over in Wathena. We'll have more about that over at MSCSports.net once we get to the early portions of next week. We'll have all that action, though, next week over in Wathena for the zone tournament. And then, of course, a couple of weeks right back here in Hiawatha for the AA state tournament, which we will have you covered as well. All right, before we get you out of here, let's get you tonight's totals. Doniphan County wins it 12-4 in six innings. Doniphan County win number 13. They go to 13-8, 12 runs, 14 hits, two errors. They left five on base. For Hiawatha post 66, they dropped to 10-12. Tonight, four runs, four hits, two errors. They left eight on base. For Kirk Hillman, I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week at the Zone Tournament in Wathena. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.